Hello.
Hello, Jason. How we sound?
David?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Jason? We got a better connection?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Your voice sounds different and everything. You sounded like a really old guy on that last call.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not really young, but I'm not really old, right? So I'm 41, right? So I personally have 2 decades in the industry. So I started when I was 20, but back then we were selling yellow pages from the book. So selling businesses is really what I've done, right? Now,
me too. I'm 45 and I've been in business where yellow page was your bread and butter, you know?
Yeah.
And now that's so changed, you know, and that's why I'm like real skeptical about the money I spend in marketing, because it's always like, you know, I'm always probably going to be late to the party in that fashion, you know, in that area, because I'm old fashioned, you know. I'm like, what worked 10 years ago? Should I try it? And people will go, that's a waste. That don't work no more. So, you know, I need to get hip with what's working today, because I don't have unlimited marketing budget, especially not for the pressure washing business. But, you know, I got some really cool and dynamic businesses that maybe you guys could be fabulous partners with on. So, you know.
No, yeah. So what I was telling you while we were talking about this, the more that we speak, the more I'm figuring out that this program is really made for your business and exactly what you do. Now, the reason why I say that is because you were talking about your business can sometimes, you know, right? Last year it wasn't very good. So what we offer to our customers is the option to have seasonal pauses on their digital marketing, right? So say we set up today, we get you set up, we start on your Google Business Profile verification and all that, and you start getting to your slow season. You give us a call, you say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and pause the marketing for these months because I'm seasonal. So we pause it for you and we resume when you're ready. Now, here's the kicker. If you are looking to continue to receive leads through your slow season, we can do that. We can make sure that you have leads for pressure washing. Now, here's the difference. When we talk about that pay-per-lead program, the reason why I'm saying for that fourth quarter of the year is because there's a waiting period for the application, right? And that wait period can be anywhere from 3 to about 8 weeks. So if we're in the middle of August, that can put us, you know, September, October, right? So about mid-October, we make sure we're verified, right? And before that, but we don't know. Obviously, nobody's going to be outside in the snow with a pressure washer, right? But you would also be getting your leads for window cleaning, glass and mirror cleaning, and even gutter cleaning. So when people are having family come over for holidays or even businesses that are getting ready for a rush holiday season, they're going to hire companies like yours to come in and clean every mirror in the hotel, come and clean every window in the complex, things like that, right? So there is ways to continue to generate for the pressure washing with us, but it's just about continuing the conversations, right?
Well,
so as long as you know that's an option,
when it comes to, I'm one of the premier services. Okay. Obviously I'm not getting recognized as a premier company, but I wouldn't even show up to a property to just clean their windows or clean their gutters. I'm a package, either we do it while I'm here to make it worth my while and theirs. Otherwise, don't call me to come clean your windows. I only mention, window cleaning in my business because I would want to do a thorough and complete professional service and not leave anything out, but I'm definitely not showing up with, I have $50,000+ rigs. There's a guy who shows up to clean your windows and your gutters. He could pull up in his Kia. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy. I clean Wawa. I clean Tractor Supply. You know, I clean neighborhoods for HOAs. I don't just show up for that small customer. I really target commercial, but I have a home automation business, and home automation does fabulous during the holiday season and all pretty much year around. It's just the home automation business is newer, so it hasn't completely consumed me yet. But I'm planning on having other people maintain my power washing business because I honestly hate doing it. I did it because I have a son who's 18 years old and I don't want him to flip hamburgers. It wasn't my choice to go and wash houses. I would never wash a house. I don't even want to wash my own, but I charge enough money to make it worth my while. So if you're going to get me to wash your house, you're going to pay me a good premium for it, and you're going to get the most professional guy you've ever had show up, do a better job than the last guy, like in reference to those, the Kingdom and the AB and Mike's that are the guys mopping up the business out here. But when the customer meets me, they never call them back again. But do they find me on accident? Nope. And, you know, I have much more, investment and attraction and profit in my home automation and my insurance business. I would love for you to, you know, be a resource for my insurance business that is we set up a new division out of Long Island, New York, but, my home automation is a service that I market and cross sell to every customer that I deal with here locally. So if I'm going to come and wash your house, you're going to have me in your ear about home automation and vice versa. Before I go and make a house, cool and automated, I'm going to mention to you if your house is filthy that you need to clean it, but it just kind of goes hand in hand, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, I definitely hear you on that one. And I agree with you, right? Now, the only thing we got to do is get your Google business profile verified. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get that issue
taken
care of, cross that hurdle.
Then we're one step in the right direction on a path that I recognize is one that I need to hire excellent performers to take over, because I'm a little older than you. I don't know how hip you were always on all this internet stuff, but I've always been busy, making money and didn't have to sit there and figure out how to use MySpace was the one, 20 years ago when people were
I was just about to bring that up because we're about the same age. So we went through all the same technological advances. When we got out of high school, it was a tube TV and a phone connected to the wall. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we got cell phones. If you had a cell phone in your, as a teenager, you already had an advantage over everyone. And
over everybody. You know? Exactly. Yeah. So I hear you right now. Me personally, I didn't even get social media till 2013 was the very first year that I had one. And it was like a Facebook. Right. And I was like, what is, like, this is all new. I was just so involved in working and businesses. I mean, as a young man, when I would sit down and do the yellow pages, I could sit down with a business owner that had his business, you know, for 20 plus years and take so much from that conversation, have a cup of Joe. He'd leave with a full page he was set for the year. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's how marketing worked back then. And now it just really has changed, but that's why I chose this company that I'm with, in all honesty. Because it's really simple. With these guys, I don't have to worry about getting yelled at all day by any business owners, because every owner is literally here because they want to be. No one ever calls me and says, oh, you guys are going to charge me so much to cancel and da, da, da. We don't operate that way. We're performance based. So it's always good conversations. If there's something that needs to get handled, we do it expeditiously. There's a dedicated team for every single area you're going to work with. We're an Inc. 500 company. We're not a little guy. You know what I mean?
David, I hear you 100%, and you say the same exact stuff as the guy from Yelp. And I recognize Google being above Yelp. Like, I'll just say Yelp's probably the little sister to Google, right? But it's exactly what my agent, my rep from Yelp tells me, the same exact stuff. But I don't really want to hear it from him, because I don't want to deal with the little sister. I wanted to be with Google. I wanted, because I use Google too. And I don't use Yelp. I'm not a Yelp, even though Yelp will swear they're as legitimate as anybody, and they'll sell me leads for even cheaper than you will. So in essence, if it's a lead, it's a lead. If it's a genuinely qualified lead, I should be just buying the leads that are the most affordable, because if I'm buying them more expensive, you're just taking a little bit more of my profit out of that, you know, out of that inquiry. So I've been buying leads from companies, for my insurance business back when they were $5 and $10, and now it's $20 or $8. You know, Yelp leads are $17, and Now you're $28. It's like, okay, so at what point do you say, I don't buy these that are that expensive, you know, and if I have to incorporate the cost of a lead into a sale, that's fine. But if I'm incorporating too many costs, being I value my services and I'm not going to literally give away my profit, I'm going to hand it down like every other business does. And I don't want to not be competitive. So if other people are buying leads for $10 cheaper and it's 30 leads a month, you know, that's $300 more that they're profitable that they can spend on something else for their business. And though that doesn't sound like very much money to me and maybe not you, but well, being a smart business person is not throwing $300 down the toilet by any means. Throwing money away is just a bad idea. I could buy crypto with $300 and maybe be a millionaire and never have to work again. So, you know, being smart with, you know, acquiring leads is something I'm very versed at. And as I've watched inflation take this number of what you pay for things to a point where I feel like everything's overpriced right now. I literally do. So though I value a lead, you guys are the one that I'm counting on to qualify the lead. I have no control over that. So you're going to give me a lead and charge me for it. But if I'm not happy with the lead, that's just too bad. So if you guys send me somebody who really wants that $99 guy, and I'll tell the customer right out the gate, I'm so far away from that $99 guy, maybe you called the wrong number. And I'm just a very honest person. So, you know, if you guys send me leads from people who don't want to pay for a premium service, you're going to charge me $28 for nothing. And if I'm a 90% close ratio on these leads, I would literally pay $48 for them. But if I'm not able to close half of those leads, then you know how much I'm paying per lead. Now we're at $56 a lead, you know? So it's simple business math, right?
Yeah, it is simple business math, but I want you to understand the difference in quality. Right now you're pushing numbers. Now understand where the lead is coming from, how it's being acquired, and who is actually sending that lead over to you. When you understand these three factors, you will understand the different values of the leads and why they're going to be at different prices, right? And I'll go over it with you just to kind of, you know, give you an overview, right? So say you go with a home advisor, Angie's List, or Yelp, right? First off, Yelp was designed as a directory for restaurants. That's what they were innovated for, and that's their best service for restaurants.
So to find somewhere to eat, that's what Yelp was for.
That's what Yelp is good for, yes, right? Now,
they're all over the home, so they're all over contractors. Sir.
Yeah, now they have, you're right, because we also partner with Yelp. If you notice in the top five directory submissions, you would be activated with Yelp as well. So nothing negative about Yelp, I'm just kind of giving some facts, right? I agree, Yelp can help in certain areas, it just depends. Now, HomeAdvisor, because these guys, Yelp and HomeAdvisor / Angie's List, they all work the same way. They all go to the same database for their leads. Do a search in your area. You will find them under your keywords and phrases as top 10 power wash companies near me. You click on there. Remember, every cell phone is registered with data information. It has your phone number, your name, things like that. So when you click on there, you become a lead. It goes straight into their database. They will get your phone number information and send it out to the partner companies that they're with that they're selling the leads for. And as long as they give you your set 30 phone numbers a month, they're good to go. They've completed their end. Regardless whether that customer answers, that customer wants service, or they got that number from a database from 3 months ago. Because it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to these customers, these business owners every day. They tell me that this happens to them over there.
Well, you know, let me add to that. I inquired on a business loan slightly, just through interest by me looking on the internet about a year and a half ago. Okay. My phone does not stop ringing every single day for people trying to refinance debt, loan me money. And I haven't been at all interested in it. I actually wish I could block all of them, but my phone rings and rings and rings all day long with people that are like, well, we're calling you because you inquired on a business loan. I said, absolutely did not. I can't even remember where I looked, but it has gone on for 18 months. where my phone calls are more so these people that think I'm trying to get a business loan than it is people trying to do business with me. And it's annoying, but it's a poor, if people are paying for those leads, it's a, there's dozens of people a day that are ripped off.
Yes. And that's the tough part of those programs. Hence why Google Guarantee was even brought about in the first place. This is why Google made this program, right? So their leads are a little bit more, right? But these leads are well qualified. Now you say, okay, but Google's going to determine whether it's qualified or not qualified, and is this customer even going to want to pay my premiums? Understand the difference in the type of customer that you are now accessing through Google Guarantee, okay? When you're finding customers through Angie's Lead or Yelp and you do that search, you're not going to find those advertisements till the very bottom of the page. People that are scrolling to the very bottom of the page or scrolling to the second, third page of search results are not very inclined to buy right now or even pay a premium price. And I'll tell you why. They are used to shopping inside of directories, which do all the same thing. They tell their customers, you will have 4 to 5 different companies reach out to you. So what are those people going to do? They're going to wait 4 to 5 estimates and just go with the least expensive one, because they're all being recommended by the same exact company. So they all have the same credibility. Does that make sense?
100%.
So now when they're shopping through the Google Guarantee, we're over back to the impressive side we talked about. And it really is impressive when a company has Google Guarantee and customers with high-end homes, with things to lose, and very private customers that don't want a bunch of people all on their property inside of all their things. They just want to know that they're going to hire one company, and they don't mind paying a good price for the right company. But they're going to let Google tell them who the right company is. Because you can punch in an address that's 6 hours away, and you've never been there. But when you put it into Google and you hit go, you trust that when you get there, you're going to be at your destination. These customers do the same thing with the Google Guarantee businesses. They trust that Google is already verified, and they're sending them a solid company. And that's why Google puts all those badges and bullet points on those specific profiles. And that's what makes the difference in the quality of lead, the reason why the price fluctuates, and what the directories are actually doing. That's why, the, you know, HomeAdvisor, and I'll never speak bad about another company, because they all have their own process, and I'm sure they have plenty of success stories. But I will say, because of those small factors, it had a big part to play in the lawsuit that they went through, right? And it was a very big class action, very public, you know, so on and so forth. So for those reasons, this program was made to protect the small to medium businesses. Now, I realize you're having some problems with the business profile. I'll take care of it, right? Another major benefit of that is, once we're done, if for any reason you feel like, hey, Local Splash has done a great job for me for the past year, 2 years, whatever, I'm just ready to go ahead and pack up my horses and move on, your Google business profile is always going to stay active for you. The services we've done and the power that we put behind you is going to stay there. Now, over time, your rankings will, you know, dip off, and you'll start falling off that front page ranking. But your Google business profile, your reviews, all these things, they stay in your hands. All the cleanup end that needs to be done, because that's what needs to be done here. We're going to have to do a front end cleanup and check the address. We're going to check the business name, you know, make sure that everything is aligned across the board, all across the web. So, David,
when you guys do the vetting that you're required to do, you guys just call Google and say, hey, we've already checked everything. Oh, activate this guy. Or is that what's this process that makes you guys have a higher authority to be able to get this done? No questions asked.
Okay. Well, this is exactly what's going to happen, and I'll give you the process. Say right now, you say, okay, David, let's do it. First thing we do is, besides the verifications of that, we'll process the payment. As soon as that goes through, we send you the information that we're going to need from you to get this done, right? We schedule you for your onboarding call, which will be, I can check if we have time later this evening. If not, tomorrow at your nearest convenience, right? But with having that being said, on that onboarding call, we're going to continue to gather the information and put everything together to be submitted on your behalf, right? We'll also get all your other services set up. Once we submit it to you, you're going to be included on the communication between them. Now, they're going to give us the specifics on what needs to be done. If there's something involving the video verification, that's why it didn't go through, because you submitted it and it was missing this or that, they'll do that. But the biggest thing is here is, once we're putting it in on our end, they're going to give us exactly what needs to be done. We're going to be able to take care of it, expedite it, and get you verified.
And when you say we're going to get some information from you right now, what's that info so I can tell you right now if I have every bit of it? Because I'm just curious if there's something that I may or may not have that you're going to require right now.
Okay. Let me even pull that up. Now, right now, well, this is the information that you're going to need to get. Now, it may include if you have a business license, proof of insurance. If we do the Google Guarantee application, we can use that for verification. It can be a business card. They may ask for advanced verification, which would be like a video, and we could help you. Literally, we'll get on the phone and walk you through the video to make sure it's done properly. You know, these are the things that they're going to ask for.
So nothing other than what you just said, because I'm definitely able to make a video, especially if you guys are going to walk me through it so that I don't end up with some kind of like, oh, you have to set this setting onto your phone, otherwise that's what's wrong. It's like, okay, there's 1,000 settings on these phones. And if the setting's not right, supposedly there's a problem. And it's like, okay, I don't want there to be anything that says, oh, it's your fault. You haven't been able to provide us something that we need. Cause I feel like, you know, I have everything that I should need. I have everything that you've mentioned so far. I have all that and I always have. I've never done business without a business license, a business card, a bank, you know, everything you mentioned, those are all just like no-brainers. So again, that's why I'm like, why if I have all the normal stuff, am I not being acknowledged as a valid and real business?
Yeah. And that is a good question, right? And to be honest, I'm very curious. I want to see what comes back. Now I can tell you 100% of the time, whenever this has happened, we get the business verified. There's not a situation where we're going to say, oh, you can't be verified because you're not legit. You are a legit business. We will get you verified. Sometimes there is some hurdles to cross, and we make sure that we do cross those hurdles, but you're always in the loop. And the biggest thing is you don't have to worry about it. If we need anything from you, we'll let you know, hey, this is what we're needing. And like I said, you already have this information, so it's just going to be a submission on your side. You know, we do, and when, you know, say you take the service today, we'll go back through it, because in our verification, I mean, we do ask that we get this stuff submitted as soon as possible because it helps us to get the job done for you sooner, right? I mean, that's just the bottom line. But as long as we get these information within the first 7 days of you setting up your account, you know, there's not going to be any problem with getting you verified. You know, we'll identify the issue. We'll make sure it doesn't happen again, and we'll get you moving. Now, as far as I wish I could tell you right now, hey, this is exactly what it is. I mean, that's going to take our Google verification team, right? And they get on the line with you, you know, right after your onboarding call, and they'll take care of all that. But that's kind of how that works, right? But 100%, I mean, that's something that's definitely doable. But as far as everything else that we've covered, I mean, those are the things that you always want to make sure that a digital marketing company is going to do for you, right? With Google, even if you got your profile verified on your own, I mean, that's great. You're still going to want a company like us to optimize that and get you to the first page so that you're still found. Because, I mean, if you do the search, you'll see in your area, you'll have, obviously, you know, you click more businesses. There's lines and lines of businesses. I mean, there's 5 pages with at least, you know, 1, 2, 3, you know, 15 businesses on each page. You know, so all those guys have Google business profiles, but they're way in the back because they're not optimized. They can have websites, they can have reviews, they can have all these things. It's all about your optimization, right? The proper keywords and phrases, making sure you're listed in the right areas. Your geo fences are up, corralling the customers in the right areas where you're not only more profitable, but where people are doing their searches.
Well, David, I mean, you sound extremely smart, and I got confidence you know what you're talking about. Go back to what is the cost for this aside from buying leads right now? Just because I'm not trying to go all the way in this until I see this happen like
for
you
sure.
said it should happen.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, the only reason we talked about the leads is just to kind of give you an idea of what we could actually do for you and the advantages Google has. But for sure, I knew coming in that really what you're needing is what we're focused on, right? So what we're looking at is a flat rate of $299. That's $299 a month. Now, what it includes is obviously the problems you're having is the first thing. Everything aside from that is going to be Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple, which Apple, you get Siri, Safari, and Apple Maps. We'll also get you Alexa, which is your other top voice search, as well as your Amazon devices. So we cover all the bases for you. We're also going to put $100 worth of advertisement spend on your Facebook business profile. What we'd ask is you make us a manager. As long as we're a manager, we're going to be able to effectively use the retargeted ads all month long with that money, because we're getting those ads at 50 cents to a dollar since we are their partner. So your money's going to be better used there, right? Now, as far as the search keyword terms and phrases, you'll have a 50-mile radius, right? So that way you show up on the first page in all the areas we have you listed for.
And then is there any way to lower that price under any kind of conditions you guys offer for any particular entities, per se veterans or people who have more than one business that's doing this with you? Like, if I were to do both businesses, is there a rate that would be?
Yeah, for sure. So actually, for every referral, you would get a local SEO. Every referral you do, you'd have your local SEO discounted. So that would be $149 off your service.
So explain that to me exactly so I can qualify for that. If we do both of my businesses, they would be both $149 apiece?
No. Okay. So the way that works is it's a referral program, right? So as far as discounts, I applied a bunch of discounts to your account, like your setup fees. Like, as far as where we're at right now, and I'll show you, I applied your setup fee. We waived that one for you. What I used there was a difficulty business discount rate, which is the difficulties that you're currently having with Google, right? So we waived that for you. I also discounted the monthly rate. This package usually sits at $4.99 a month. I was able to get it down to $2.99, and I was able to use that with an expiration code that actually just went out last week, but it was still active for me, so I used it. So anyways, I got those two down. Now, when it gets down to the referral program, what we're going to be looking at is whenever, say you sign up your business today, right? And then we sign up your other business, then this business is now going to qualify for the $149 discount for next month, right? So next month you won't be charged for any of your local SEO. Your payment next month would just be, what's that? $149, right? So you basically get half off. You'll get half off for your next month of service and signing up the two. Now, if we get two businesses, let me see if I can get an approval. And I don't know if I will. Let me see. I have to try to put this.
I'm in a network of, you know, my family are all contractors, and I'm an actual engineer. So I work with contractors. Almost every one of them. A lot of these guys, especially out here, don't need to advertise because, like, it's a good old boy country out here. If your name, if your family name, or you've been here for a long time, you don't have to advertise at all. Everybody uses you. I've moved here without that good old boy reputation where I'm that guy from California that came to Alabama, where most people are automatically turned off by that. So I got to represent myself extremely professional in order to earn people's business, which is, you know, something I'm already used to out here. But I know a lot of people who should be doing this for the sake of the benefits to their business. And, but I don't want to have to go work for you guys. I mean, in order to get my, you know, get my benefit.
Yeah.
I'd like to just methodically refer people as I'm impressed with the services I'm getting. I could easily recommend it to anyone and everyone that I work with, but I literally work with builders, contractors, and, wealthy customers, and wealthy customers typically come from business as business owners in most cases. So, you know, a lot of my customers are business owners, and everybody that I came out here, the reason that got me to move from Los Angeles to Alabama, as weird as it sounds, was, you know, a large network of contractors who needed me to come out here. So, you know, I have more than one business, and I would use that service for my other businesses as well, as soon as immediately, but I want to get the best rate because one business or two businesses is going to cost more than one, and three businesses is going to cost more than two. I'm just going to keep spending a bunch of money. I need to make sure that that money isn't really being paid for by me. I say in every type of an advertisement situation, I should pay one time. And then you guys...
Exactly, and it should pay for itself. Absolutely. Yep. I agree. I agree 100%. So let's see what I got here. Now, where's your other company based out of?
Right here. I mean, my home automation company is right out of the same... It's the same network of people in the same town. You know, same target market, the whole nine yards. But my insurance business, my new insurance division business is out of Long Island, New York. And that is a nationwide company, but it's based out of Long Island, New York. And, you know, I've been in insurance since 1997. Like I said, I was a yellow page business owner back in California since 1997. You know, now we got to use the new hip and trendy methods in order to get our company name out there. And that's the same situation that my Long Island company is dealing with. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Here's what I can do for you, Jason. If you're wanting to sign up your two companies today, I can get them both in at the rate of $249. That'll be grandfathered in and it'll stay with all the services as well as you continue to refer methodically, like you were talking about, you could still qualify for the local SEO discount.
$150. So I'm at $250 a month to $500 a month for the two businesses. And then every time I send you guys somebody, you take another $150 off.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Every time you send it, we're going to take off, and it's $149 just to be, and your payment will be, $249, right? And you won't see taxes or anything. It's a flat rate. It doesn't go up.
And what do I send them, just directly to you, or how does this work? How do I send the business so that I get credit for it?
You'll have my direct line, my extension. We'll always be in contact, things like that. So you send them over to me, and then they just say, hey, I have my friend Jason at Southern Sparkle Power Washing, and, you know, he referred me over. You know, they get signed up that day. I'll get that referral credit applied to your account. And on your next billing, you're going to notice, like, hey, somebody signed up. You know what I mean? Somebody that I referred signed up. And it automatically goes through, for sure. Now, let me ask you. So the other company that you wanted to sign up today, is it the same address? They're both going to be the same address, or are they different addresses?
They're both currently based out of the same address. They're both home-based addresses, which is like all my stuff is one matching address. I am on the verge of acquiring a commercial location because, you know, my businesses are, you know, they're growing, even though I'm living without the best, you know, resource that they should be having, but my businesses are growing and, it's appropriate for me to have a location, a commercial location for them, or non-residential location, we'll call it, right? But, yeah. That was one of the things I was just curious about, and if that was going to be the example or the excuse that Google's using is they don't like my home address. And I know other people who don't have, their business based out of home that seem to have navigated through this process a lot easier than I, but I don't know if that's the case or not. But I mean, at some point, you know, my point is, at some point, I'll probably have these businesses' addresses changed over to a business location.
Yeah, and well, here's the thing, Jason. In all honesty, with your businesses, you don't have to, right? The biggest thing is when you're signing up. As long as, and what you told me earlier, that all your businesses have different phone numbers. You know, as long as that your other business has a different phone number, you can sign up, and your Google business profile can be verified and everything with the same addresses. What we're going to do is we're going to mask the address. So when a customer finds you, they're going to see a red ping on the map with your name on it, kind of like they're seeing with the other pressure companies. But if they try to zoom in or get an exact address on that map, they never will. It's just going to show your general where you're located at in the area. You know what I mean? Where you're servicing. Does that make sense?
Right.
And that can be for both of your businesses. So you really don't have to worry about that. You know, the only reason I was asking is so that if by any chance you did have an address, something like that, I make sure that I have your profile and everything set up correctly, right? I want to make sure I have all the information I need.
Okay. Yeah. Right. That, both of those are at the, is out of home. It's out of a home base address right now.
Okay. No problem. So then I'll put here that, like I said, we can match those, which will still give you that ping, but no one will be able to actually see your address and show up knocking at your door, right? Because nobody
and,
wants that.
And on my home automation company, my website is, I got a company that is developing it right now, and it shouldn't take very long for them. You know, it is a company I've used several times in the past, and they're supposed to be able to perform, you know, rather quickly, but it may be a couple more weeks before they've designed my site and it's met my approval and it's been the hosting has become live. So, you know, if I can't do that company in the meanwhile until that's all done for the purpose of whatever Google needs to validate, then maybe I got to wait a couple weeks on that particular one. But my intentions would be nothing short of doing everything for that company that I've done for this company and more, because honestly, the home automation company is a more primary business focal of mine.
It's going to make you some more money, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, it's a heck of a lot better of a product, profitable of a product than me going out there and busting my butt, you know?
Yeah, agreed. Okay. Well, I mean, that's the deal. You know what I mean? It's what we have on the board for you today, Jason. I mean, how do you feel about giving me a shot? That way I can prove this to you, show you what we can get done for you.
I really need to do it. And, so considering what I just told you, what should we do? Start with just the one and wait a couple of weeks till everything's live on the other one? Or do you know, what can we do?
How much did you invest in the website on the other one? Have you already paid for that? Because here's the thing,
yeah,
Jason.
It's all paid for.
We're going to be able to include that for you. We have a professional website design team. I mean, I'm just being honest because it's going to save you money, right?
So you're saying instead of using the other company, have you guys set up the website?
Let us do it all for you. Absolutely. You know, why would you pay twice for the same service and just tell us, nah, don't do it, when we have a great web design team?
That always happens when, you know, you make a decision prematurely. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know enough information, you do what you think you're supposed to do today, and then you find out tomorrow what you should have done.
Oh my gosh, those guys could have done it at the same price, and they didn't tell me that. You know, you're not going to hear me just trying to rush you off the phone. You're going to hear me get as many questions and answers as I can to make sure that I help you exactly how you need to be helped.
I tell those guys, I don't know if you're familiar with that company, you know, Local Sharks?
Local Sharks?
They're also a lot, they're out of California. I mean, not California, they're out of Los Angeles. I mean, California, but I mean, they're not far from you guys either, and they're pretty dang popular. I have used them. They are who designed my crummy site that you're looking at for the pressure washing company, but that's here nor there. I mean, it's not that it's a very impressive site, but it's a site that definitely is in need of some work. But I'm a loyal guy. You know what I mean, David? Once you tell me you're going to do something for me and I believe in you, I really want you to come through, because I don't want to feel like I got betrayed or cheated or I got let down, because like I said, I'm a loyal guy. If you do a good job for me, not only do you get my business for life, but I literally will be selling your services, because I want everybody I know to prosper. So, you know, if there's service that does more than everyone else and is reliable, and I got a guy that I can direct people that are owners right to the
right to the guy. Yeah. I mean, I have the director here for the state. You know what I mean? You know, just a little bit about me, Jason. I mean, right out of high school, I went over to UTSA. I got my business degree. And then from there, I went right in at about 20 years old. I was already working, you know, with the traditional yellow pages, like we talked about earlier, right? So I know what it takes to get the job done. I wouldn't be with the company and I wouldn't be telling you, hey, I'm going to get you verified and get this taken care of for you if I didn't think it was going to happen. Because we do have 24/7 customer support and you also have my direct extension. So you can call me any time of the day. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, right? That'll be your time.
Who builds my website?
That's going to be our dedicated web design team. So as an Inc. 500 company, we have a dedicated team that is just for geofencing, mapping coordinators, and websites.
There's a benefit to all this stuff matching. I know that. So
absolutely.
That
the benefit is it's all going to tie into your Google Business Analytics dashboard. So if you have somebody else hosting your website, we're not going to be able to include that in there, which means you're not going to have access to get in there and edit it, change anything, change any of your catalogs, unless they give that to you separate.
Well,
but you keep it here with us.
I own my website. It's somebody else. I actually own it. And the hosting, I guess, per se, for Southern Sparkle. And the hosting is just, I mean, it's same in-house hosting, but based on if I'm saying it correctly, I'm not leasing my website. You know, am I saying that correctly?
I get what you're saying. Basically, you're not paying a fee every month. You own the domain. The domain is yours.
Yep. I own the domain.
You're just paying for somebody to maintain it, update it.
And I own my, do whatever maintenance is required. They built it. I paid them for hosting and they maintain, they're supposed to do maintenance on it. I've had to go through a number of people in their company to find somebody that's, an unattractive person to deal with. Let's say I've dealt with people in their company that I don't want to deal with anymore. So then they send me on to the next guy and the next guy, you know, and that was the situation and experience I dealt with the power washing website was, you know, they had a couple of assholes working for them that I won't work with a person like that. So, you know, that's where my website, I pulled back off of really spending time trying to entertain building this super website. And I focused more on trying to get the telephone ring through Google and, you know, Yelp and stuff like that, because I don't think I even need a website. I can sell my product myself, you know, as long as I feel like the website is just a credential, you know. So if you want to look me up and say, you know, does he have a website? Yeah. And he said everything else that's right, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, Jason. And that's really what a website is for. It's for credentials. It's for customers to be able. Okay. So picture it like this, right? Because of our age, right? When we used to walk in and we were about to hire somebody, they had pictures of their services around. We could see what their business was about. You know, we were inside their place researching them. Now, if you want a digital store, that's going to be seen. That's your website. That's your digital place where people are going to visit and find out about your company. So what happens there is when you have companies that deal exclusively with websites, they're going to sell you on the best website in the world, but they're never going to tell you that you can build a $20,000 website and have one or no views in an entire month. And how could that happen? It's like buying a really big billboard and your advertising space for that billboard is in the desert. You won't see any views because you're not optimized. If you're not right by the expressway, which is Google, which is Bing, and you're optimized to be on that first page, everybody's going to go right by that $20,000 website. So why invest all that money in it if no one's going to see it? Like you said, you need to focus on making money. So you need to get your phone ringing. Our websites are top of the line. We're going to add chatbots for you, which means when a customer answers, they're going to be greeted by what seems to be a person opening a conversation. The conversation that happens will be transmitted right into your Google Business dashboard. You're able to see it in real time and help your customers, right? It'll show you all the views that we're getting. And at the end of the day, it's going to have the optimization behind it. And that's what makes it so much more powerful and realistic to get you phone calls. Because now when customers find your profile, they're researching the website, learning about you, and pushing that click-to-call button to secure your services. That's what makes a difference in this program and obviously in just getting a super expensive website or getting a website that actually has some meaning behind it. You know, what is going to power the website, not just the features it has in it?
So what, if you've already paid somebody for this, how would you back out of this so that I could use your services? and, you know, just have you guys primarily deal, be the one I deal with. How would you,
how much did
that?
You have to invest with those guys?
The website was, there's a combination of stuff that I bought from them, but let's just say the website.
Yeah, because
the
domain is usually about $99 right out the gate, right?
Well,
to purchase
the
domain.
I don't buy my domains from them. I go and buy them just directly from GoDaddy, probably like in the middle of the night when I'm sitting there trying to be clever, and I buy domains.
Like
I own a whole 50 bunch
bucks,
of domains.
Things like that.
Yeah, whatever they are, you know, what if the more the more that they're common, more the more common words I use, you pay a lot more for. I probably own 25 different domains, but like, you know, the ones that have simpler, spelled correct, popular words cost you a lot of money. Southern Sparkle has a hyphen in it because for me to buy Southern Sparkle without the hyphen in it was more money than I was willing to pay. But I do own two websites or two domains. One is Southern Sparkle LLC, which I don't really like because LLC is my own private. That sounds like something affiliated with my tax filing, not power washing, but Southern-Sparkle. And this is just stuff I have to have because when you generate, marketing material, you can't leave this stuff out. You know, it's gotta be there, but you gotta have, you gotta have an active website so that you can put that on your marketing material and people can pull it up and they don't just hit a non-existing
brick wall. Firewall or something like that. Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with you. So, I mean, you have all your ducks in a row and you have your marketing in the right place. You really do.
I haven't had them host. I plan to have them do it just because I like to be loyal and I like to be, you know, I like everything to kind of stay under one group preferably. And so, you know, they did my services 2 years ago on the power washing and now I was going to let them do it on the, on the home automation services, but they're not done. We're not even to the point of I approved a site that they created. So it is something I could say, hey, you know.
How long have they been working on it?
A week. Maybe longer. Okay. I mean, 2 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, they're at a point where they should be sending me something that says, hey, this is what it's going to look like. But it hasn't happened. That hasn't happened as of today. So, you know, I could literally tell them, no thanks. And, you know, based on, to be honest with you, the experience from the past, they're in a situation where they're like, hey, we're going to try to make it up to you. We did do a crappy job the first time for you, but we'll fix that we'll be happy to do your new stuff. Right. But again, I want the best. I really don't want an inferior product because I am a loyal guy. So. You know, I can easily get taken advantage in that respect because again, I had a lot of people I wanted to refer to the company who did this for me. Anytime I meet with a contractor or a friend of mine, regardless of how successful they are without a website, I go, you should have this, you know, but if it's like not just you should have it because you should have it is almost like a useless comment, right? But rather than saying you should call David, here's his number, that's much different than you should have what I have. And they're like, well, what the heck do you have? You know,
yeah,
so
for sure.
I need it to be, you know, something that I can comfortably refer to people where nobody would ever tell me, Jay, you referred me to some a-hole, you know, and I don't want to deal with I don't want ever that to happen. So I know now, you know, I used to be able to just open up my Rolodex to everybody, friend or client. But now I'm real careful because that can cost me a customer if I send somebody or even a friend, if I send somebody to the wrong person. You know, you send somebody that pisses your friend or customer off, there's a damage to my relationship with them as well. And I don't want that damage. If I'm going to damage a relationship, it's going to be my choice. Not somebody else.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you there. So you always want to make sure you're in great hands and you're referring them to somebody who's going to take care of them as well. Now, I will tell you, you know, as far as the website goes, we can have one presented to you literally within 7 to 10 days and ready up, ready to run. You know what I mean? So that's not a problem. If these guys still haven't got too much to you, I mean, I would say if they're anywhere close to the investment that we're at, it's definitely not going to be worth the money. Because we can include it, and not only that, it's going to be optimized. If there's any specific features that they're offering you that you want to make sure are on this website here, just tell me. I'll make sure it happens. You know, if you don't tell me, I'll never know. You know, so don't hold it against me. I don't know, but if you tell me, I'll know what you want.
So for this, for that $250, you guys are going to design the website, and then is there an additional cost for hosting it and whatever maintenance?
Okay. It's included. And $100 of that goes towards your Facebook business profile and advertising, ad spend. So we're not
so
even
So if we ever find something wrong or a hack or anything like that, you guys got that all handled.
We take care of it. No one's going to get in there and hack that website. The beauty of our call tracking system, anybody, any hackers that are calling you, any spam calls, all these people that you said have been calling you relentlessly, we're going to block all those out. They're no longer going to have access to your phone.
I mean, you're saying all the perfect stuff, David. I've been already taken advantage of. So, you know, it's just, I got
to. It can be a red flag when I say the perfect things, right? But in all honesty, I'm being 100% honest with you. I'm being transparent. You know, I've told you the things that we can do and the things that we can't do. You know, I've told you how it works and how it doesn't. I've also gone over the red flags. You know, if anybody comes in and says, hey, it's going to be done from one day to the next, that's a red flag. Nobody can do it. I'm being honest with you. We have, with our premier part, we would know if that's available. And it absolutely isn't. You know, so you hear somebody giving you that spiel right there, just slow down the conversation and figure out who you're talking to. You know what I mean? If you look us up on the Better Business Bureau rated, we're A+. You know, that doesn't come easy over 21 years. You know, that's a whole lot of customers that can go out and say some things about you just because they may be mad for one reason or another, right? And you know, it happens. But at the end of the day, our company has stood strong and we're still with 10,000 businesses because we have morals, right? In our meetings, our CEO, when he's with us, that's the one thing he talks about, right? Is just about partnering with the right businesses and making sure that we're creating that return on investment. That's the only thing that keeps you guys. Your biggest concern right now is a Google business profile, and I know 100% we're getting you verified. There's not going to be a point where they tell us, oh, he can't be verified. It's not going to happen.
So when you call me, David, you got a number that shows up in a city right next to me. Are you guys local to me for some reason, or are you guys just use a number that's local to me through?
Yeah, so we are. So what that is that's a voice over IP service, and these numbers are assigned to us by Google when we're calling to the partners in those areas. Right. So what they'll do is they connect us to the voice over IP. Well, not me specifically. It's going to be our mapping coordinating team. I believe it was Dan that you were speaking with at the beginning. And basically they get connected to the voice over IP in the area, and then they will contact the businesses that are showing as pre-qualified for these programs. And then obviously we have our 877, which is our 1-800 customer service number that's available 24 hours, 7 days a week. But that number right there that I'm calling you from, if you call it back, it'll ask you for an extension. You just punch in my extension and it comes right to my desk.
What would be, if I'm going to refer you people right now, what number do I have them call you at?
877-635-6225, and then they would punch in extension 4574, and that'd bring them right to my desk.
What, one more time, the number 877-6?
635-6225, but check this out. I can text it to you if you'd like. If you're on a smartphone.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I shoot it on my phone. That way it'll be there and I can spread the word.
Gotcha.
And receive that referral. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, at $249, if you're getting a referral, you're going to get $149 taken off. I mean, that's a great deal right there. Let's see.
Okay.
I believe I sent you – let me check what I sent you already because I think I sent you some information. So I sent you our number, our review, my extension. The dashboard. That's a cool video. It's only about 4 minutes, but it's going to show you the dashboard that you'll have access to. We've talked about like the phrases, websites. It even shows you your ranking, right? So you don't have to go do the searches no more. It'll show you you're currently ranking, you know, number one in this area, you know, number two in that area, so on and so forth. You put that on the forefront.
And then your extension 4574, right?
That's right.
Okay. Let me do this, David. Let me give you a shout back in about an hour. Are you going to be available? I have had got leads calling both my phones right now that I want to get back to, and I do want to talk with my insurance partner. I have a partner from my New York insurance, and it may be we may do all three of them right now.
Okay, I hear you, Jason. I mean, whatever you need, I can help you out with. Let's see, what time's going to work for you?
And just give me a chance to catch up on all these calls, because we've been on the phone for a long time, and you know, this is the time of the day when my phone rings, and if I don't answer it, they call the next guy.
They're calling the next guy. Yeah, for sure. I hear you.
So I'll give you a shout back. It's been great talking with you, and you'll be we'll be talking again shortly.
Okay, Jason. You're going to give me a call back, or do you want me to follow up with you?
I mean, if you don't hear from me for some reason, call me back. But, I mean, unless I'm in the hospital, I'll be calling you.
All right, Jason. Sounds good to me. We appreciate the time, man. It's definitely been a pleasure.